Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell signaled today the Fed could soon cut interest rates for the first time since the 2008 recession. Bloomberg Stocks editor Dave Wilson is joining us on our newsline. Dave, why cut rates now? Everything seems to be okay.
Well, it does. It's really just a matter of whether the central bankers went too far late last year in raising interest rates. And so there's a lot of talk about an insurance cut, something like what you saw in the mid-1990s when the Fed was bringing down rates, even though the economy was in good shape.
Well, it has worked in that case. Cut rates and keep things steady before things go south.
Well, there's that for sure. I mean, what's been going on the trade front has really kind of affected the economic picture here. We haven't seen any signs of a pickup in inflation. And you have to remember that the Fed has two policy focuses, which is trying to get people employed and trying to hold a certain level of inflation, 2% by their indicators. And we've seen numbers below that for the last couple of years. So they are in a position to turn around and cut rates. And with what's happening in terms of economic growth, they have an incentive to do that.
Dave, is there any chance any of this is political? The president has been critical of the Fed for raising rates four times last year. He's been calling for a rate cut. Any chance that this might be in response to the president's pressure?
Well, that may well turn out to be the perception for some people. But at the same time, I mean, Jay Powell, the Fed chair, is clearly his own man. He was asked today before the House Financial Services Committee about whether he would step down and if he was asked to. And he said no. I mean, he's made it clear that he has a course in mind. Now, if it happens to be the same course that the president would like to see him go, I'm sure that works in his favor.
Bloomberg Stocks editor Dave Wilson. Dave, always good to hear from you. Thanks.
You're welcome.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.